inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
This week's segment of Garden Talk is not for procrastinators. It's time to knuckle down and clean up our yard and garden. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Boyarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. And another grand morning it is.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good this weekend. At least that's according to the forecast, which I only read from the National Weather Service. I have nothing to do with drafting that.
I know. So you get all the credit for this for the moment, and we'll just go out and enjoy it and not having to wear a rubber suit while doing cleanup work in the garden.
And which should we be cleaning up? Just kind of old leaves and debris?
Certainly all our flowers, perennial beds that are dying down, you know, the leaves are turning yellow. Remove that stuff. Cut it back to a couple inches above the ground just so we can see where those plants, where those clumps of perennials, whether that be astilbes and peonies, primroses, and other stuff, can be cut back. And haul them over to our compost pile if you've got one, or over the bank if you don't have one. If you're making compost, haul in some seaweed and add some, you know, go down to the Fairweather barn, get some horse manure, and make yourself a pile that'll cook to make you some good stuff that you can add to your garden next year.
But otherwise, we're just setting up conditions for a brand new slug nursery, is that right?
If we leave that stuff there, yes. I mean, some folks may say, okay, well, this is protective material for the tops of my plants, but really it is a great place for the slugs to hang out. I've been doing cleanup, I'm finding slug eggs out there. You know, we had a tremendous year for slugs this year, and if we don't get much of a winter again, it may even be worse next year. So, and that's where the seaweed can help. Seaweed is great for lots of things, not to mention that it even can help repel slugs somewhat because of the small amount of salt that's in it. But somebody asks, can you use too much seaweed? And usually I recommend 2 to 4 inches of covering on garden beds, like vegetable garden beds, or even better if you can mix it into the ground, then the soil microorganisms will help to break it down. But it can also be put around perennials. Again, it's bringing back to the land trace minerals of all sorts that have washed off the land to begin with. And it's high in potassium. That's the main nutrient it has. But again, you're also usually bringing back some crushed shells. Normally there's crushed clam shells and mussel shells mixed in it, so it's a very slow-release lime, which is fine for the uses that we need. It's great around your raspberry patch, or mix in around, if you've got a strawberry patch, mix it in and put it in around those plants. So it's really a great you've got to use some energy to go out there and collect it. But in weather like this, it's even above the high tide line, it can be kind of dry. Get your buckets and your Subaru or whatever your favorite hauling machine happens to be.
Oh, my high school chemistry is a little lacking at the moment, but that some of the elements in the shells and the seaweed that kind of acts as lime kind of reduces the acidity of the soil?
To a small extent, yes. Again, with crushed shells, it's primarily calcium carbonate. And those are very, very slow-release form of lime compared to the stuff that we would buy at our local nursery or hardware store.
Which might be
that
more
lime
important.
Is much more quickly available, partly because it's ground up very finely, fine powder. So, but now if you want to use wood ashes or if you've got a bonfire and you throw your shells on, like whole clam shells, on the fire, even in a wood stove, and along with bones from, if you've been lucky enough to get some moose or deer or other stuff, those bones have more phosphorus in them, as well as calcium, both of which are needed by the plants to give them strong stems, kind of like for us, it's strong bones. So, again, that all helps in making healthier plants in the long run.
Okay, Ed, unfortunately, we're out of time already, but we'll talk again next week.
We need more time, Matt.
Ed Boyarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature during the early spring, summer, and early fall here on KTOO Juneau.